Alan Isfan here. Welcome to today's ROI meditation lesson. In this lesson, we're going to reflect on limiting beliefs. Limiting beliefs essentially put a box around what we think we are capable of. It usually shows up when we see other people demonstrate a skill or level we want to achieve, and our automatic response is, I'd never be able to do that. It is often an instant response, and we stop ourselves before we even try. It happens to all of us. For me, it happens when I see a great guitar player just absolutely shred. Even worse, that guitar player is sometimes 9 years old and has millions of views on YouTube. When you have a limiting belief like, I'm not a math person, stop immediately and analyze that. First, do your best to remember where that belief started. Did you get a super low grade on a math test when you were a kid and got called out in class, or in huge trouble at home for failing a test? It may be quite true that you're not good at math, because ever since that point, you developed that limiting belief and it felt safer to put yourself in a box so that you never get hurt again. Speaking in front of people, same thing. Don't think you're good at languages? Someone probably made fun of you at some point and that was it. You stopped trying for fear of embarrassment. What you have to understand is that limiting beliefs are self-fulfilling prophecies that your subconscious has reinforced to try to protect you. Tell your subconscious to leave you alone and reprogram your brain so you can gradually break out of these self-limiting beliefs. There are three simple things to remember. Number one, stop. Catch yourself when you have a limiting belief and tell yourself that you're capable of doing anything anyone else can do with the right amount of practice. Number two, visualize. Pick a small thing you've had limiting beliefs about and visualize yourself breaking through to build the courage. Number three, do. Prove to yourself that you can do it by actually breaking through and doing that thing. Stop, visualize, do. Following these steps will gradually transform you from somebody with dozens of limiting beliefs to someone that feels and is virtually limitless. And so with that, let's shift into the observation phase, and then we'll set an intention. Breathing is the source of life. You live, you breathe, you live. In meditation, yoga, and other mindfulness practices, focusing on the breath helps avoid distractions, but it can do even more. When you follow certain techniques, it helps you go deeper, and sometimes you may even achieve a transcendent feeling. Remember this practice if you're having trouble sleeping. First, I will describe the breathing process, and will then instruct you to join in. Inhale as much as possible through your nose for a count of four. Hold your breath to a count of seven, and exhale forcefully through the mouth to a count of eight, with your tongue pressing gently against the gums behind your upper front teeth. You might find that you run out of air holding to seven and exhaling to a count of eight. Don't think of the counts as seconds, just count normally. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Now let's do this together. Inhale, two, three, four. Hold, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Exhale, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Repeat this process until you hear a loud bell, and then just breathe at your own pace. Remember, four, seven, eight. Congratulations. Developing a visualization skill is critical when it comes to breaking through limiting beliefs. In the reflection phase, we learned about the stop, visualize, do steps. Stop yourself when you have a limiting belief, visualize yourself breaking through, do execute on that thing, and break through. It is now time to pick a limiting belief. Start small. What is one small thing you often tell yourself you can't do? I'll give you a few seconds to think about that. Now, commit to taking the first step, enough to prove to yourself that you don't actually have a limitation, and that with enough practice and effort, you could go all the way. Once again, congratulations for making ROI meditation a priority in your life. May success be yours to share. Namaste.